doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Great. Good. Can you guys hear each other okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay, great. So, Aaron, we don't need the camera. We don't have access to the camera, but we can hear you, so that's the main thing. So this is Marie. Marie lives in Chestnut Point, which is a different area. You haven't spoken to her yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, she lives in more of, like, the assisted living, if you will, area. Yeah.
That's cool.
So, how's going on today with you?
Not much. Just got home a while ago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. How was your day? Anything interesting?
Not really, no.
Where were you?
I was at my day program.
Oh, okay. And what do you do with that program?
Not much, because most of it's geared toward visual people. I'm blind, so...
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were blind.
Yeah.
Because my daughter is teaching seeing eye dogs the first half, year and a half she has them.
Nice.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
She's on her fifth dog now.
That's cool.
Yeah, you need a lot of patience.
Yeah.
So she actually trains them to work with other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She trains them with house manners. Not to get on furniture, not to get into the trash can, and things like that. And then after she treats them or trains them with those things, and of course sit and stay, then they go back to the main campus, and they have a professional teacher there who teaches them how to walk with the harness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot to it. And then they find a person who they think will match the dog well.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring the person up to their main campus, and they have like a motel type structure. And the person and the dog are 24 hours a day together for three weeks.
Wow.
And after that, then they go home with their puppy. Well, it's not a puppy by then. It's about almost 2 years old. So she's had one dog, he went to Florida, and that young lady was a young girl. She was able to take him to work and also to her school sessions. And then she and her mother decided to go to California with him to her sister's for Thanksgiving. And he did so well on the plane and everything, so they decided they'd take him to New York City.
Aww.
That did not work out well because he did not like all the traffic and the noise and so many people. So they had to take him away from the young girl, and she had to wait about 6 months before she was able to have another doggy. And since my daughter was the trainer of him, she got first nibs, I call it, as to whether she wanted to keep him or not. And of course she did. And she already had two dogs. so that's the story of one person.
Yeah. Cool.
And she got very interested in doing that because I had a friend, and that friend was blind since she was 16. And
that might be his. That might be his recording.
Oh, okay. So consequently, when I met her, she was in her almost 80s, and by then she was able to go on the planes and everything. When she first got him, she went on the planes all over the country because she was working for the Guiding Eyes Company. She had three children and lived what she called a very normal life.
Yeah, that's great.
And she's 93 now, and not doing too well mentally.
Aww. So she's a friend of yours?
Yes, she was a friend of mine then when I lived down south.
Oh, isn't that nice? So she was able to raise the children, or with help?
Yes, she had help.
Aww.
And she could, I took her to a lot of her doctor appointments.
Ah.
And one time we were going to one, and we were talking together like crazy, and she informed me, Marie, you passed our turn.
Ha!
And my heavens, we had pissed.
Yeah, I've done that. You talk and you get involved.
And you can see.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute. Yeah.
So yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, that's
if
so
you
nice.
Really are dedicated to it, why, you can do a lot of things with the doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And get you out of the house.
That's amazing that dogs can actually, mm-hmm. dogs are amazing animals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So do you have any interest in getting a senile dog?
No, but I might have some questions for your daughter, so I might, I think, okay. Miss Meredith's gonna send me the card.
Okay, yes. Very good. Now my daughter would be just too happy to help you out.
Aww.
Because she's had five now. This is her fifth one she's training.
Yeah, aww. She's a good person to ask.
Yeah, so she'll be able to answer your questions, and she'd be only too happy to help you.
Yeah.
Aww. How many kids do you have, Marie? I'm trying to remember.
I have three.
It's three.
Two
right?
boys and a girl.
Yeah. And your daughter was just visiting on your birthday, right? A couple
yes.
weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I met her when she was visiting Marie on her birthday. She gave me the card and told me she was very interested in how it was.
Oh, yeah.
And she lives where? She lives in
She's in Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, she lives in
which is near Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. So she's a few hours away.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So Erin, if you're interested, she could help you, or you know,
yeah.
just get you, you know, or just answer your questions.
Yeah.
What you think.
Mm-hmm.
So how's it going with the job search? I know you were looking for a job. You had said before.
I'm still trying to get an ID card. We got the funding. It's just we have to get the transportation to get there. To get the ID card.
To travel? You mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just a hard to get.
It's hard to get transportation because my mom, she has a car, but she's always busy with things and my sisters and stuff, so it's kind of hard to get a ride or whatever. So. Yeah.
What do you do where you go? Like, what did you do today at the place you went to?
I just sat on the computer all day. Well, I went to the nurse's office to get weighed and stuff, because it's my daily weight and stuff, and I lost three.
Is there anything?
I asked that because I have a grandson who has difficulties. He can see, but he has other problems, and he gets picked up by a bus, and this is all through the system. And they take him to a place, and when he's there, they make different odds and ends out of scraps of material and things like that.
Where does he work at?
Well, he's in New Jersey, in Barnegat. Gap.
Okay.
And then they take those things, and they sell them in their thrift shop.
Wow. Hmm. I wonder if you could do, so he uses his hands to make something?
Yes.
That's a great idea. Yes. Yeah. I wonder if they could work with... Do they have anybody that works with you folks, Erin? Like an activities coordinator or anything like that?
They do, but she's never worked with a blind person before, so...
Yeah, but they should still try to do something.
They would try. Find somebody.
Well, like Marie just said, they have the thing where they could be scraps. Maybe they could come up with some ideas for you. If you're just sitting on your computer, at least, you know, something you can touch, maybe?
Yeah.
That interests me, that you can work the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special helps on the computer?
I use a screen reader.
A what?
What do you use, Erin?
A screen reader. It's like a voice that reads to me what's on the screen.
Oh. Yeah, that's what we heard earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess when you... So
on my phone,
sends
too.
Me email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. So if no one's speaking, I guess you could the voice will read the email.
Right.
And is that the case for the internet also?
Yes.
Like when you. Okay, so when he surfs the internet, his voice can do things.
Oh, okay, and it does it for him.
Yeah. So he does. You know.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's really good, and you can do that with those TV shows as well, right? He gets to. You know, they read him off things.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I'm sure they could do something with you. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the person that you know, Marie, do they, so they get a lot out of going to that place? The person that you know?
It's my grandson.
Grandson?
And no, he says he doesn't like to go to work.
Oh, he calls it work?
But he goes anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He doesn't really like it?
He's not that happy about it. He'd rather stay. He likes, his problem is mental. And he likes hand puppets. And he would much rather stay home and play with his puppets.
Oh, how old is he?
25.
But he's mentally younger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something to ask him. How old are you, Aaron?
26.
Oh, that's same age. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you born blind?
Yes.
Okay. My friend didn't go blind until she was in her teens.
Hmm. Oh.
But she was amazing.
How did it happen? Did
something just
something happened?
Yeah. Oh. It was medical. Some kind.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
And she married the director of the Guiding Eyes, which
really?
I found interesting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Aww.
So he understood everything too.
Aww.
But she had the three children, and now that she's older, they have moved in with her and live with her.
Isn't that nice?
But she doesn't go out much, so she has no seen eye dog. The seen eye dog that she had, they have made a companion. So he doesn't lead her anywhere.
Okay.
He's just a pal.
But he got older, but yeah. He used to help her with that.
Right.
Yeah, that's amazing. So she was able to lead a normal life with this dog. Yeah.
Would you be able to have a yard that your dog could get into to do its duties?
Well, I don't really like dogs. But I did have some questions for your daughter about dogs for down the road. But yeah.
Well, I'm sure she can answer them for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's very helpful.
Those dogs are very gentle, don't they?
Very.
Yeah.
And once they're trained, they are
amazing.
It doesn't take two commands to tell them to sit or do anything.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, they're not like your typical dogs that would jump on top of you or anything, right?
No.
Because they're trained. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why don't you like dogs? I'm just curious. You might have the same reason my daughter doesn't like them. That's why I'm curious. Why don't you like dogs?
I don't like them licking me.
Yeah,
licking you.
Yeah, well, my daughter had a bad experience with a dog. She's only 10. And when she was 3, she was like cornered by two dogs that were really hyper. Someone's house that we, didn't know that well. And there was a Jack Russell and another type of dog, and they were too jumpy. Mm-hmm. And then they cornered her in the basement, and she got really upset. And she's very afraid of dogs. The main thing she's afraid is if they're going to jump up on her.
Right.
And she's okay
with
a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she doesn't like either. Mm-hmm. From a distance, she does still say, "Oh, what a cute dog!"
Yeah,
but don't bring the dog in here.
Close.
Yeah, so she's getting a little better. So I think that's what she's afraid of, Aaron.
She
doesn't like that unpredictability of dogs jumping on
her. Yeah.
Well, they don't do anything. And the thing that's interesting is they wear I don't know what you call it, a jacket, I guess.
Yeah.
That says they're in training, and when they have that on, they should not be petted or anything else. But when you take that jacket off, they'll stand there and they know they can get rubbed.
Oh.
But they don't jump.
Yeah, they're really calm. They're very trained.
Yeah. Yeah. She's had, like I said, she's on her 5th, and they've all been labs.
Oh.
Male labs.
They're a nice breed of dogs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could always think about it, no pressure. Like you said, you get information and see what you think.
Right.
Yeah.
And see what your mom thinks and that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it that you live, Aaron?
Willow Grove.
Oh, okay. That's close to here.
Yeah.
I lived in Mayfair in Pennsylvania, or in Philadelphia. Growing up, but then I got married and we moved to Hatboro.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I came back to Hatboro.
Yeah.
My husband passed away, and I was told about Anne's choice. It sounded nice, so here I am.
Yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah. Yeah. So she's not far. We're not far from you.
No.
Right.
Have you ever been to Daddy Pops?
What was it called?
Have you ever been to Daddy Pops?
No, what's that?
It's a restaurant in Hatboro.
No.
What's it called again? Daddy Pops?
Daddy Pops.
Oh, Daddy.
Is it still there? Because I've been to Hatboro several times.
Yeah, it's still there. And the Hatboro dish is there. The Hatboro dish?
Hatboro dish, is that what
you
said? I'm not familiar.
Huh.
It has been so many years since I was in Hatboro. I wouldn't know what was going on. The only thing I remember is when I think it was McDonald's came.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's.
Yep,
there that is. Was a big deal when it came to Hatboro.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, and I know Bernie's because I went there. Have you been
there?
Oh,
yeah.
Bernie's?
Oh, they got the best burgers.
Yeah. Yeah, my birthday, I invited some friends out to Bernie's.
Yep.
It's kind of like a nice outdoor place to go to. But yeah, I don't know. There's other places. It's called Daddy Pops.
Yeah.
What do they have there?
It's like a diner. It's like a diner.
Oh, I wonder why I've never been there. Is it like, do you know
it's
what the, is it
near? Like right across near? The street from that bakery, that Italian bakery.
Yeah, I know the Italian bakery.
It's like right across the street.
Yeah.
And then.
I wonder why there's another stuff. Is.
There's the Olive Garden in Woodgrove. I love the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's good, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, good stuff.
That's not in Hatboro, though, is it? It's in Little Grove.
Sort of in Hatboro, yeah. Sort of.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Little Grove, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Are you talking about the one on Davisville Road?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think it's considered Little Grove.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Close enough. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter and I went there, and she had her doggy in training, and we were able to. Well, you're supposed to be able to go anywhere with a dog in training or after they've been trained and they're being used as a CNI, they can go anywhere. So we went to Olive Garden.
Wow.
And he behaved very well.
Wow.
And then my children had a big 90th birthday party for me at a restaurant. Right near Anne's Choice. And that doggy sat under my daughter's chair for 2 hours and did not move.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing how they are. It really is.
Wow. Well, that's a good example, Erin, of them being so calm, you know? Not like your typical dog.
No,
You know, they don't know what to do around certain people, you know? Mm-hmm. They're different. They're trained, especially. So...
I guess you don't remember when the Willow Grove Park was there, do you?
Nope.
No.
Oh, yeah, that was before my time, too, I think. I've seen pictures of that. That amusement park.
That's where the mall is now.
It was nice, though. They had the amusement park.
Yes.
Do you remember going there?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, it's so cool.
Before I was married to my husband, that was one of our dates.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard of the June Fete? They have a June Fete. It's in Abington.
Yeah.
They've had it since 1913. It's an amusement park, and it has a course. They used to have horses there. I think they still do. It's this whole big farmyard of rides, funnel cake, like an old-time fair.
Everything in?
Yeah, everything's in. It's for the hospital, for the Abington Hospital fundraiser. They have it this
when
weekend.
When is that? What?
It's going to be this weekend. It starts Friday evening and it goes Saturday and Sunday.
I'm
going
to go.
What'd you say? You're going to go?
I'm going to go, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Good. You'd enjoy it. I'm
sure. You would really like it. They have such
good.
It's all carnival
food.
I think I am going to go with my daughter. I'm just not sure what time. My husband definitely wants to go.
Maybe we can
Meet
up or something, maybe? Possibly?
Yeah, I can let you know when.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you go with? Would you bring
my
your
mom or
your
mom? Mom or my friend, yeah.
Okay.
Is it free or do you have to pay?
To go in it's free, but I think if you want to go on rides, do you go on rides and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter and I don't like rides, but anyway. But yeah, I think you have to pay for the rides.
Hmm.
I think. I'm pretty sure you have to pay for the rides. Yeah, like you get a ticket and you go on some of the rides. And then, you know, there's music there and there's stuff to eat.
Ooh.
It's a big place. So, it's like outside.
Definitely.
It's outside. Okay, that's nice.
That'll be nice.
You missed the thunderbolt, though.
What, the thunderbolt?
Oh, was that at the roller coaster?
That was at the park.
Oh, yeah. My God. What was that? Was it a roller coaster?
It was a roller coaster, and I was so afraid to go on, and my husband talked to me before he was my husband.
Oh.
And, of course, then, you know, I wanted to do everything he said. not after we got married.
Right, that changed, right?
So and did you go? I went on and I screamed, but it was fun.
Oh, for love, the things you do for love, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Oh. I used to go on Sunrise, but I've always was kind of afraid. Now I'm like, I don't know what it is. I'm getting older, like petrified going on.
Yeah,
I get like that motion sickness, and I'm okay. Like so like forget it. And then my daughter isn't like going rides either now. Probably got it for me. I'm such a baby when it comes to rides. What have you gone on, Aaron?
Roller coaster, Ferris wheel.
No, you're going on
Ferris wheel.
You're going on roller coasters mm-hmm. too. You're not afraid.
No.
Oh, you can. And you know what's one good thing about not being able to see? You keep your eyes closed, right?
Yep.
Well, I keep my eyes closed anyway.
Yeah.
You feel the motion.
Yeah,
right?
It's fun.
Oh, isn't that funny? That's so it doesn't bother you, right?
It's good it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness,
part of the scariness part of the scariness is seeing what's ahead of you.
Right,
right. Ah, interesting. You don't get sick on them, huh?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Does your family go to any of the shore cities?
No.
No shore points.
Okay. Oh, they don't?
I used to.
What do you do for
But then I outaged this camp I went to.
And where was that?
Avalon.
Yeah, in Avalon, okay.
Oh. You don't get, so do you go to the beach or not? You don't go to the beach
no,
at all?
No, not anymore. I mean, I went there 2 years ago with my friend, but uh-huh. I don't think they're going to the beach this year, so.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, are you in the Anne's Choice in Warminster, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm in Warminster.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a different, it's not, what do they call it? I'm not in independent living, which is the majority of the places. I'm in assisted living because I need help with them getting my medicine for me and a few other small things.
Right, yeah.
But if you're here and you need a lot of help, showers and making beds and all, they do that for you too, but I don't need that, not yet.
Yeah, that's good.
yeah but if I do someday, I'll know it's here.
Yeah, they do that for assisted living, they help with that as well.
Yeah
it's a big place. I guess a big portion of it is, did you start out independent living or did
yes.
you come, oh, you did?
Yeah, I was over there for 10 years.
Oh,
and I've been here since it opened, which is over 2. Oh,
that's right. You did tell me that. Mm-hmm. Your daughter was here. Yeah. So you've been here for 12 years.
Yeah.
That's a pretty long time. Yeah. It's a nice place.
My husband passed away and he wouldn't come here. Mm. We had a boat. We were water people, like all us. I liked the beach and I liked to water ski and go out and fish.
Uh huh.
And he said he wasn't going to come up here with his boat and run it in the dirty Delaware. So consequently, he passed away, and I didn't want to be in North Carolina by myself.
Right.
So I sold the house. In 8 months, I was in Anne's Choice.
Aww.
I'm happy I made the choice.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, you guys used to live in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Which part did you live with, the water?
Yeah, walk from the ocean.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It's gorgeous.
Sounds nice.
Chant like the water.
You should go back there.
Pardon me?
You should go back there.
No.
Yeah, her family's kind of closer here.
Her family's closer here, yes.
Yes.
And I feel more familiar in this area. Even though we were down there for, I guess, almost 20 years.
Oh, you lived there quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of far from all your family.
And it's a different living. They move a lot slower. I had to get used to that because I'm used to get up and go.
Right.
And we're down there. It's, you know, take your good old time. So,
yeah.
I met a lot of nice people down there, too.
Mm.
and I was able to get into some choruses because I like to sing.
Oh, I didn't know that you sang. I do. I actually sing too. I didn't know you sang.
Yeah,
you were in some choruses.
I like to sing too.
Oh, you,
you like to sing too? Good.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice pastime, isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron likes music. We were talking one day, we had talking about a couple songs that he liked. Okay. I don't know, did you ever get those songs I sent you, Aaron? I sent them over to you twice. I don't know why you didn't get them. I sent him the words to Wild Thing. He likes that song. And Buttercup. Yeah. Yep.
I sent them like over. The 7 years old thing, too.
The what?
Once I was 7 years old.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know any of the songs from the last 20 years, and I can't understand the people when they sing them because they don't open their mouths wide enough and they don't enunciate. I had voice lessons, so I'm conscious of that.
I actually did voice lessons at one point too.
Can I hear you sing a song or...
Oh, yes, you sing a song.
You want me to sing you a song?
Yes, please.
Let's see. How about Edelweiss? Do you know Edelweiss?
No.
No?
Do you know the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, yeah. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly. I have not been practicing and it shows.
No, you were pretty good. Good job.
Oh, I'm sorry it doesn't sound as good as it should.
No, it's good class. Yeah. Well, if we don't practice as we get older, it changes, and we can't always hit the high notes.
Well, I was a high soprano, but oh my God, I couldn't even think about doing that now. Now I'm kind of grovelly.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's still fun to sing, right?
Yeah.
I was never a soprano. I was sort of like a mezzo.
Okay.
Alto. Yeah. Yeah. So you just go really high. You sang in the chorus.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's very nice. Like, did you perform at different places, or just kind of sing in the church?
And more or less in the church.
Yeah.
There was one group I belonged to, and we went to Williamsburg every year to sing there. And I think we came up to Hershey and sang once.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's all I remember.
Yeah. But that was a nice experience. Yeah.
Definitely. Do you sing at home?
No. No, I don't
no?
sing.
No. You would
too. Oh, I thought you said you'd like to sing. Well, you like
I mean,
to sing.
I like to sing, but Mom doesn't like my singing.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you should still sing anyway. It's okay.
Well, I mean, I guess I could sing.
She doesn't like her singing, huh?
Because I don't.
Go up in your.
Go ahead, what?
Do you have your own room?
Yes.
You could go up in your room and
that's sing. What I do.
That's true.
Well, good.
Yes, you can. You can do a YouTube video.
I sing in the shower.
Because I sing with the TV here, but I have a channel that has all the music of my age that I know.
Nice.
And I can sing along with it. But as you can tell, I haven't been doing that lately.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, there's karaoke. Nowadays, there's a lot of channels that have karaoke.
Yes.
You can sing along. Yeah, it's fun.
Used to do karaoke when we went on the cruise ships.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, where were you going on a cruise ship? I've never been.
Oh, Lord, we've been loaded.
Oh, you went traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yes. Never been on a cruise. Have you, Aaron?
Nope.
I'd like to go at one point in time. I'll put it on my bucket list.
Yep, right. I'm going to do this.
Yes.
I think my bucket list is empty.
Oh. So always have something to look forward to. I know Marie always comes to our entertainment when we have entertainment. Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite entertainer?
Oh, yeah. The people that come from, is it Philadelphia?
Oh, this
act two or whatever.
The stage, film
yeah.
stage.
Oh,
yeah.
They're wonderful.
Aren't they good? They're really
and
good.
And that young girl we had this.
Do you have contact information for them? Because my program is actually looking for entertainers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. You know what? I'll tell you what. I emailed you Kay's number.
Okay.
So, Erin, you can just ask Kay because she books the entertainment. So I emailed you her number. So you just check and see and make sure you got it. Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, do you, because I know we have Young at 3.
2:34 p.m.
Yeah, what time are we at?
2:33.
I just want to make sure we're
2:35.
Yeah, I was going to stay on the phone, actually, with you, if that's okay. I was going to have you stay on the Zoom, because that way we don't have to have Kay get us
yeah,
on again.
Yeah, because I don't think I got your email, which is weird.
Oh, I just sent it. Excuse me, Marie. I'm just going to check and see if I have her memory in here.
Open mail.
Enjoying the pictures of the desserts.
Oh, I know. They keep showing it. It's probably a bad thing to have.
No, I never got it. Wait, did I?
You never got it? I just sent it. Why is not getting my messages? I don't know why you're not getting my messages.
Wait, what email do you have for me?
Frank and Joe.
Hardy. H-A-R-D-Y?
Yeah.
08?
Yeah. I think so. Frank, yeah, I've had it under Frank and Joe.
No.
I don't have it in front of me now, but I think it was Frank and Joe Hardy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 08 at Gmail.
Right. You're not getting my emails?
No. What the heck?
I was just looking to see what her number is because I don't remember off the top of my head. I want to see it's 215-443. I feel I got to look it up. I feel like it's 443-3933.
Did you know it? Yeah, I think I have it.
Oh, thank you. Marie's very organized. She hasn't. Because it's in my upstairs, not mine. Kay's going to send me. Are you okay getting up?
Yes.
Marie's going to see if she can find it. Because I don't know where I. Yeah, so is that the best email address to get in touch?
Because it's why am I? Can you look at what email you have for me?
I don't have. I can't right now because I don't have it in front of me. But I can get back to you on that.
I don't have her email. I only have her phone.
Oh, her phone number is fine. Yes. Yes.
The first one there, if you can.
Run dialog.
Yes.
Select.
Oh yes, I see it.
Text
so, Aaron, title. Do you want me to tell you
yes,
now what it is?
Right,
input
yeah.
help on. Edit speed
okay,
type characters
so
on.
215-6655-
443-4433-3933.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Marie. And I can check up when I get upstairs later.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Save
the email. I don't have it in front of me now. I don't have my computer.
Well, I was gonna go to the bathroom before we do Young.
That's fine. If you want to just stay, can you stay on and just put yourself on mute?
Yes.
Or you can, I mean,
Zoom,
I guess you can get back on.
Currently
I'm not back on. I can let you on. I don't know. Well, maybe you better not, just in case.
Because if you stay on, if you keep the iPad on there, I should be able to get on.
Okay. I won't log off then.
Okay. I guess we're done? Or are we, what time is it?
I don't know. Marie, do you have anything else you want to, he's going to wrap things up now. Yeah, we're good. Okay, yeah, she's good.
All right. So do you want to talk next week? Next week? Again?
Marie, did you want to talk next week, Marie? Or?
Yeah, we could talk next week. Look,
all right, cool.
Let me check my calendar.
Yeah. Do you want me to? Oh, do you want to check
button,
it now,
stop
or do you want to get back to us? Oh, she's looking at hers now. See, Marie's very organized. She's like very like on point.
Yeah, that's
here.
Awesome.
I better write this down so that it
I'm not.
I know. Sometimes I'm not either. Mine varies.
Like I literally had to redo my calendar and I don't have half the events I had before.
That's okay. I told Maria, I said, you gotta be flexible with him. He said, sometimes the schedule's crazy with the bus and everything. Yeah. Okay. So, does the 14th work for you guys next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday too.
Yeah.
Awesome. That works. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
All right. If I have to change that, I'll let you guys know because I don't have my schedule in front of me. But I'm pretty sure Tuesdays are usually pretty open for me. So I'm going to say the Tuesdays are okay.
Edit red only.
So
stop
Aaron
button.
Preston with
edit,
Marie.
Stop button.
On
edit red. Stop. View log. Stop button.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I will catch you guys later. Or catch you at 3:00 in the
Yes. Thank you, Erin.